Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Francis Gustavus Swedenborg settled in Ashland in the early 1900s and became a leading citizen by founding the city's first hospital and becoming its chief surgeon. With his wife and two daughters, he frequently entertained guests at their elegant Siskiyou Boulevard home, now owned by Southern Oregon University. Eyebrows were raised in 1917 when he was accused of bootlegging. Even before passage of the 18th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, Oregon had imposed its own prohibition. The state's early stand against alcohol nearly caught Dr. Swedenborg off guard. As he was returning to Oregon from a routine trip, he was arrested for illegally transporting a large quantity of port wine, whiskey, and gin into dry territory. The doctor pleaded guilty, but claimed the alcohol was for use in his hospital. The authorities decided that the alcohol was for medicinal purposes, fined him $25, and gave him a suspended sentence. Swedenborg continued to distinguish himself as a surgeon and citizen, spending some 30 years in Ashland. Before he died in 1937, prohibition had been repealed, and the Swedenborgs could legally serve their guests port wine. Today's episode of As It was written by Sharon Bywater, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.